Everything's different this morning. Thank you. And it just completely blows the rhythm that one is in on a Sunday morning. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our service of worship for this morning. And a welcome to those who are joining us on the live stream. It is good that we can gather in the presence of our Lord this morning and offer him our praise and thanksgiving. The announcements for this morning appear, as always, on the screens before you or in the bulletins, and so I hope you've had an opportunity to make note of all those things that are of most importance to you as we move into this very busy time of the church year. As we begin, thank you to everyone who was part of the of Tuesday night's dinner. It was a busy day here at the church and a successful event, so we're very grateful to everyone who helped to make that possible. Please note all of the special services that are coming up. It's a really exciting program of special music and programs and services over the next couple of weeks. So do plan to be here for all of them. There's lots of highlights that will come along. There are opportunities for readings and readers. So if you would like to be to read scripture either next Sunday evening at the service of lessons and carols or on Christmas Eve, speak to me. It just makes it a little bit easier and I don't have to chase you down. But if you don't call me, I will. So your help in that would be greatly appreciated. And as we come to the end of the year, there are important dates that are going to fall upon us. First, the church office is going to be closed from the 24th to the 29th. So there will be a four-day period there where there will be no one here. Part of that's a weekend, of course. And then the last day for donations is going to be December 31st. At noon, so please make note of that. This morning's call to worship is a responsive call and will appear before you on the screens. I invite you to stand as you come into the presence of our Lord this morning. Jesus says, "I am coming soon." Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in the God, my Savior. Let us worship God. Let us pray. Compassionate God, sometimes life is messy. Sometimes we feel frightened or angry, at other times confused or excited. Sometimes we don't know what to feel. And yet we know that you are always with us, assuring us that our chaotic moments will not last forever. As we gather this day to celebrate and reflect on the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray that your presence will be felt among us. You are our God, and we are not alone. Thanks be to you forever and ever. Amen. And as we open worship this morning, we begin by singing hymn 119, Hope is a Star, hymn 119. We will sing three verses of this hymn.
Well,
Please be seated.
We light these candles as a sign of the coming light of Christ, who came to baptize us with the Holy Spirit and with fire, and who is coming again to reign in glory. Keep awake, therefore, and be ready, for the Lord is coming at an unexpected hour. Bear fruit worthy of repentance, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. Go and tell what you have seen and heard. The poor receive good news, and the dead are raised to new life.
And this being Pageant Sunday, we turn the rest of the service this morning, or a great chunk of it, over to the Sunday school. And so we invite them to come forward and to lead us in the pageant this day.
God is with us. We are not alone. This pageant is more than just a recreation or reflection. It is a living message of hope. Christ is Emmanuel. God is with us. And today, we bear witness to that event, saying, O come, Emmanuel. It was the sixth month of the year when the angel Gabriel came to visit a young woman named Mary. She lived in the town of Nazareth in Galilee, engaged to a man named Joseph. The angel said to her, "Greetings, Mary. God is with you." But Mary was confused. Who was this? Why was he saying these things to her? The angel continued, "Do not be afraid. God has chosen you to do something special. You are going to have a baby, and it will be God's child. You will name him Jesus, which means God saves us. This baby will be a great person. He will be called the Son of God. He will be the ruler of his people forever and ever." Mary was still confused. The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come to you. This will be God's holy child. Nothing is impossible for God." Then Mary nodded and said,
"Here I am. I'm ready. Let it be just as you say."
Then the angel left.
This is a disaster. It was so amazing and so awesome when the angel came to me. I was overwhelmed and wondered. I felt as though I could do anything, but now the reality has set in. What will Joseph say? What will my family say? What will the community say? How could God do this to me? Oh no, I think I'm having a panic attack. Oh goodness, I said yes. I didn't. What will Joseph do? Is he going to abandon me? I don't think I can do this.
God is with you. You are not alone.
Thank you.
This is how the birth of Jesus happened. Mary and Joseph were engaged, but they were not yet married. Mary told Joseph that she was pregnant with God's child. Joseph was a good man, and he did not want to hurt Mary, but he was also confused and upset. Then an angel came to Joseph in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. Her baby is God's child. It's true. When her son is born, name him Jesus. He will also be called Emmanuel. That means God is with us." When Joseph woke up from his dream, he welcomed Mary into his home. Then, when her baby was born, he named him Jesus.
My life is a nightmare right now. I was working so hard to get ready for the wedding, build a house, and all of the furniture that Mary and I would need. Then she tells me she's pregnant, and I am not the father? What am I supposed to say to that? She says it is a child from God, but for some reason, I've been so angry, so frustrated. I love Mary, I truly do. I want to care for her, I want to be with her. But how could she do this to me? And then a dream, telling me everything will be all right? All right, okay, I can do this. I love Mary, I love her no matter what. I can do this, I'll do what God asks. My life still feels like a nightmare.
God is with you, you are not alone.
Thank you.
Near Bethlehem, there were shepherds living in the fields. They kept guard over their flocks of sheep each night. Suddenly, the angel of the Lord appeared before them. The shepherds were afraid, but the angel said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news, joyful news. Today in Bethlehem, the Savior has been born. Go and find the baby lying in the manger." Suddenly, the sky was filled with angels who sang, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace to everyone on earth." When the angels had left, the shepherds hurried to Bethlehem. They found Mary and Joseph and the baby in the manger. When the shepherds left the stable, they began to tell everyone about Jesus' birth. They shouted out praise to God as they returned to the fields. Mary listened carefully and watched carefully. She wanted to remember everything that happened that night. Mary treasured all of this in her heart.
"It was amazing, no, awesome, no, tremendously outstanding, astonishing, marvelous, inspiring, remarkable, incredible, surprising. And the angels, hundreds of them, no, thousands of them, the sky was full of them. I was there, and still I don't believe it. And then one of them spoke and told us about God's peace. And then they told us, And then they told us about a baby from God in Bethlehem and that we should go find the baby. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to Bethlehem. I just can't believe it. It's so amazing. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot about the sheep in the back in the field. I can't just leave them all alone. No one's watching them. Oh, no, I need to go back, but I need to go to Bethlehem. Ah, what am I going to do?"
God is with you. You are not alone.
Thank you.
was king in Jerusalem when Jesus was born. Three wise travelers from the east came looking for the baby. They were following a star. They asked King Herod to help them find the baby.
What do you want?
Where is the child who has been born, the one who will be the new king? We saw his star in the east, and we have come to worship him.
When King Herod heard this, he was frightened. He called together his priests and scribes and asked where the child would be born. Then Herod gave the wise travelers directions to Bethlehem.
Go, find the child, and when you find him, let me know where he is. I want to worship him too.
The star stopped over a house. The wise ones went in and found the baby and his mother. They knelt down and worshiped Jesus. Then they gave three gifts to the baby: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. A message came to them in a dream. They were told that King Herod wanted to kill the baby. So they didn't go back to Herod. They went home another way.
You should have heard the arguments. We should go this way. No, the star is telling us to go that way. No, I'm sure it's this way. And then, what gift do we bring for our royal baby? Gold, frankincense, myrrh? I thought it should be a soft blanket stitch with gold embroidery. Of course. There were so many arguments before we left. Which way should we go? What gifts do we bring? It's a wonder we even got on the road. Somehow, we made it to Jerusalem. We were welcomed into the presence of King Herod because, of course, we are important people. But somehow, I don't trust him. Yes, he gave us a possible way, location, for the child. But he can't be too happy about this baby. It doesn't seem to be his son. He said to return and tell him about the baby, but I don't trust his motives. It's all quite confusing. I'm not sure how we're going to make sense of all of this. Now, which way is Bethlehem? Looks like my friends have decided which way to go, though they aren't usually right about anything. They'll need my input. It's just so confusing.
God is with you. You are not alone.
Oh.
In those days, an order went out from Emperor Augustus. He said that all the world should pay taxes. Everyone went to their own hometowns to pay the tax. Joseph went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to the city of Bethlehem, because that was the place where his grandparents came from. He was engaged to Mary, and Mary was expecting a child. So they traveled together to Bethlehem. When they got there, it was time for the baby to be born. Mary gave birth to her first son. She wrapped him in a blanket and laid him in a manger, because there was no room in the inn.
What do people expect? That they can just come knocking at my door any time of the day or night and find a room? Especially with the census going on and all these extra people. What do they think I am, a miracle worker? I was just tucked into my bed, everything done for the day, and then I heard it again. Knock, knock, knock. Knock, knock, knock. It was a young couple. She was pregnant, and it looked like she was about to be in labor. What was I to do? I had no room. I told him that. But tough as I try to be, I got a soft heart when it comes to babies. So I took them to the barn. I have no clue what they're going to do tomorrow, but for tonight they have a warm spot. A bit stinky, but it's still warm. I'm going back to bed. I do feel sorry for that young couple, though, having their baby in a barn.
God is with them. They are not alone.
God is with us. We are not alone. That is the message that Jesus' birth brings. The story is not just a sequence of events. It's a collection of emotions and experiences ranging from terrifying to exciting. We heard from the characters of this story as they shared their experience, what they felt, and what their role in the story was. Now we invite you to take your place in this story. Where do you belong in this story? Are you worried like Mary, overwhelmed like Joseph, excited like the shepherd, confused like the wise one, flustered like the innkeeper, or perhaps you feel something different? Remember that you have a place in this Christmas story, and we invite you to reflect on your experience.
And we thank the young people and friends for their presentation this morning. Let us magnify the Lord, rejoicing as we present our tithes and offerings to the Lord. Hope of the world, you open your hands and fill our lives with good things. With gratitude, we offer the gifts of our lives and our labors. Bless these gifts that we bring, that together we might plant seeds of hope in the lives of those who hunger for righteousness and justice. Bless our lives, that we might bear your light and your love into all the communities into which we live, in which we live and move. Amen. As we come in prayer this morning, there is a response to the prayer. As you hear the words of invitation, and so we pray, you are invited to respond with the words, "May all the world know your love and peace, O God." Let us pray. Loving God, we are here to celebrate and receive the story of the birth of Jesus. Yet even as we celebrate, we know that there are many in need here and around the world. We think of those who won't be with family or friends for Christmas, those who are sad and grieving for a loved one, and all who are facing struggles and challenges of many kinds. And so we pray, may all the world know your love and peace, O God. We think of those who have been silenced by oppressive regimes, by shocking tragedy, by bullying and threats, and by illness that takes away speech. And so we pray, may all the world know your love and peace, O God. We think of those who are sick today and all who are grieving. We think of those who don't have homes in which to live and those who aren't safe from abuse and violence at home. We think of those who are lonely and isolated, and so we pray, May all the world know your love and peace, O God. We pray for the earth, for the plants and animals who face the effects of climate change. May we, the people of creation, find a path to heal the damage to our climate and to the earth. Inspire us to reconcile with creation, working together towards a future that is safe for all of life. And so we pray, may all the world know your love and peace, O God. We think of those who are experiencing so many emotions this Christmas, especially those who are not feeling merry or joyous. And so we pray, may all the world know your love and peace, O God. We have so many different memories and emotions of Christmas. Like those at the first Christmas, we can feel happy or sad, joyful or angry, peaceful or frustrated. And just like Mary, Joseph, and the shepherds, the wise ones and the innkeepers all discovered when you were with them, they found your peace when Jesus was born. In that same way, may we here and the people everywhere find peace in knowing that you are indeed with us today and always. For Jesus being Emmanuel, God with us, we give you thanks and praise. And now we continue praying in the manner that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I said earlier, the whole pattern shifts when something like this happens, and so I forgot two announcements. Their Bible study will not meet now until the new year. So, Bible study folks, you have a couple of Wednesday evenings off. And a reminder of this afternoon's quiet Christmas service held in conjunction with Knox St. Paul's United Church at Knox St. Paul's at 3 p.m. Our closing hymn is 153 in your Book of Praise. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Number 153, or as the words appear before you on the screens. Let us stand to sing. Thank you. now let us go and prepare the way of the Lord. And may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit this day and forevermore. Amen.